savings. Good morning, everybody. 8:16 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning and our friend John Schneider. He's got a new movie called Stand On It, a tribute to Smokey and the Bandit.
Me is the writer, director, and the guy driving the car. I'm just kind of like a kid at Playland. And I'm like, oh, look, shiny thing. Oh, fun, fast. Let's just have fun. But she's the one that got to do the part where you might want to tear your hair out. Especially, you know, considering we did this movie during 2020. And this movie starts and ends at an outdoor festival with thousands of people there. And that was no easy feat in 2020. It's a great, fun movie. Remember, I'm the Mount Kisco kid, so I think I got my first smell of racing at Watkins Glen back in the 60s. So I've been a fan of horsepower and what I'm calling, actually what Burt Reynolds himself called, a Southern horsepower comedy. I've been a fan of that my whole life. So to have the opportunity to go back and do a tribute to two men who were very dear friends of mine, one was Burt Reynolds and the other was Hal Needham, who wrote and directed Smokey and the Bandit. And in my case, since I'm the Dukes of Hazzard guy, I couldn't drive a Pontiac, so what we did is we got a hold of a Dodge Hellcat Challenger. And no kidding, you know, this is true New York, I think. We cut T-tops in it with a Sawzall and doctored it up, and that's my version of the Smokey and the Bandit car. So it was fun. I'm telling you, Mike, people are loving the movie, and we know that because we distribute it ourselves. So when anyone buys a DVD, a little bell goes off on my phone because it comes right from my store here at the studio. And when anyone rents the movie to stream it, that comes from our streaming platform. So that rings a little bell on my phone, too. So about every 10 seconds since we put this movie out, someone has either bought the DVD or streamed it. So this is a huge hit for us. And I don't know why in the world it took me so long to get back behind the wheel of a car. I guess I'm just dense. We've got Tyrus from Fox. He plays our Jackie Gleason. Now, Jackie Gleason, I believe he's from Brooklyn, but when I met Jackie Gleason, he was living in Peekskill. The whole world eventually comes back to the Hudson River Valley. If it can't happen on the Sawmill River Parkway, then it just can't happen. It's Mount Kisco native, southern adopted filmmaker is just delighted with life and delighted with this movie. I hope everybody who's listening get a hold of it. Just watch the trailer. Let the trailer either sell you or not.
There you go, John Schneider. The movie's called Stand On It. And every time somebody rents it or buys it, a little bell goes off on his cell phone, and he loves that sound.